At least 10 fire departments responded to assist in handling a blaze at an Emishillen Township farm Monday. The blaze at the Skolosh Farm on Schmucker Avenue Northeast destroyed or severely damaged several barns. No injuries were reported. The fire began in the early afternoon. The cause and origin of the blaze were not known. No damage estimate was available. No houses on the property were damaged. No animals were lost. The fire remains under investigation. An Alliance man will have a preliminary hearing Friday in municipal court. 58-year-old Lawrence Rupp was arraigned Friday on charges of rape and gross sexual imposition. Bond was set at $100,000. He was arrested Wednesday afternoon in the 400 block of South Linden Avenue. Investigators say Rupp engaged in sexual conduct with a female child several times a week between 2001 and 2007, when the victim was between the ages of 5 and 11. He did not enter a plea. Lyons City Council will see an ordinance tonight to conduct a fire department ambulance transport service feasibility study. The Safety and Judiciary Committee approved a motion requesting the auditor seek proposals for an independent analysis of the cost to have the fire department provide EMS within the city. The cost of the study not to exceed $41,250. The issue has been discussed in the past, most recently in 2023. The city opposed the idea, with Safety Service Director Mike Drager saying it would not be a significant revenue stream. The Firefighters Union was in favor. Former substitute teacher facing child pornography charges was arraigned in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court Thursday. 42-year-old John McFarland of Lisbon is charged with 23 counts, including pandering obscenity, use of a minor in nudity-oriented material, and a misdemeanor count of possession of drug paraphernalia. He pleaded not guilty. On May 5th and 20th, he allegedly possessed videos depicting children being sexually assaulted and engaging in sexual activity in Center Township. McFarland's contract with the Columbiana County Educational Service Center was terminated May 22nd. The National Transportation Safety Board says Chase Bank's emergency protocols did not require employees to immediately evacuate the Realty building in Youngstown when alerted to a gas leak. Additional information has been released concerning the May 2024 explosion that killed Chase employee Akil Drake. The NTSB also said pipeline operators need to document abandoned pipelines accurately to prevent similar incidents in the future. A crew removing scrap inside the building cut through a 3-inch pressurized natural gas line and a 2-inch plastic service line. The NTSB said the workers did not verify with Enbridge Gas whether the lines were active, but problems with records might have kept Enbridge from giving accurate information. An assault at a Youngstown WRTA bus station leads to an indictment against an area man. 19-year-old Simaj McIlvain turned himself into the Mahoning County Sheriff's Office July 28th. A Mahoning County grand jury charged him with felonious assault. Officers responded to the station July 12th to find a man on the ground. Security video showed two men approach the victim and one throwing a punch. Victim suffered head and jaw injuries. McIlvain is free on bond. The head wrestling coach at Canfield High School has been the subject of two investigations. Craig Shaw was placed on administrative leave in December after an alleged bullying incident on a team trip to Florida. Administrators ruled he had not committed any flagrant violations because he reportedly had addressed the behavior with the athletes and informed the parents, but not administrators. Shaw was placed on 10-day unpaid suspension in August after allegedly giving assistance to certain students while proctoring a U.S. history end-of-course state exam. His suspension ended August 22nd. Shaw was Alliance wrestling coach until leaving for Canfield in 2021. A Niles man began serving a sentence for a fatal crash. 21-year-old Sebastian Talenko was given 30 days in jail and 18 months of probation. Sentences to be served in 9 installments of 4 days each, mainly over weekends. Talenko pleaded guilty last week to vehicular manslaughter in the July 24th crash that killed 58-year-old Jeffrey Lawrence of Warren. Police say Talenko failed to yield while making a left turn at Route 422 and Frederick Street and struck Lawrence's motorcycle head-on. A man reported to police he averted a kidnapping attempt by escaping from the trunk of a moving car. WFMJ-TV reports the incident happened Sunday at the corner of Main and First Streets. The victim said a man and woman drove up to him and the man started punching him while asking about a gun. The suspect then shoved him into the trunk. He said he found the trunk's inside release, rolled out, and went to a nearby church for help. One person was arrested. Four Venezuelan nationals were apprehended following a high-speed chase and crash in Guernsey County. It happened Saturday evening on I-70 as deputies conducted criminal interdiction on the highway. According to Sheriff Jeffrey Payton, deputies observed a Mercedes sedan traveling east at a high rate of speed. The vehicle exited at milepost 178, failed to negotiate the turn, and crashed, causing disabling damage. When deputies approached, the vehicle was unoccupied, and they heard individuals running through the woods. A coordinated effort involving Air Support Unit, Canine Unit, Highway Patrol, and Cambridge Police led to the apprehension of the four hiding in a wooded area. Homeland Security investigations confirmed the individuals did not have legal status in the United States. A detainer was filed, and ICE agents later took custody of the subjects.